Misha, the question is, we had a conversation some days ago about an experience, but it seems to me you've had a completely different race than you've ever had before here. Something completely different has changed. And what is it?
The two previous races were the process of adjustment physical to the constant efforts. Constant pressure. I mean, the physical trying to be somehow placed to find the conditions in which it could work properly. And this race gave me more time for inner search, because physical didn't bother me much like it was two previous races. Yeah.
So you're saying that because you were not struggling physically, spiritually it was a better experience for you as well?
Definitely. Unparalleled. I mean, for me it was unparalleled. Never been experienced before.
Now you're going to set
so sweet.
You're going to set a personal best for miles. How many miles more than you've done before do you think you'll come out with?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
How many? You're going to do more miles than you've ever done before.
Am I going to?
You are going to, right?
You mean now?
On the board. You when you finish.
Actually, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah, it's the last. It's my last lap.
I'm sorry for disturbing you on your last lap.
No, it's okay.
So what will your miles be when you finish this lap?
601.
And how many did you do last year?
540.
Misha, I don't want to take away from, obviously this is an important time, your last lap.
No, it's okay.
But this is...
I always wanted to talk to you. It's very interesting.
But for you, this has been a new home, a new place to be, a new experience to, despite all the physical problems with the weather, something really great happened within.
Yeah. But and this influenced on my attitude to the weather as well, because I love this rain. Really. It was a little bit cold in the morning. It's the only bad memory about the race. The start point when you get out from the bed and go out. This
first thing
big 15 minutes of the day. It's not too much, I would say. It's not too much.
Misha, thank you.